Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report with Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, how's opening week been for you?
Well, it's been cooler mornings and water temps aren't coming up fast, but was out casting beaver dam. We got some bass and a few walleyes. We threw everything back, but yeah, the clients had fun, and I think we get some warmer weather, the fish should turn out a little more. The crappies typically spawn around that 65-degree mark, and they started staging at 60, and I had 54 water temps here recently, so it's going to take some warm days to get that water temp up again.
Well, even a guy like you who's a diehard, will you get out, were you out at, early in the morning with temps, right around the freezing mark on opening day?
I don't go out at midnight, but I went out in early morning. I know some people on the Madison chain were out at midnight. They did well. They were kind of sight fishing fish. But, no, I went out, 6, 7 o'clock and fished till 1. And it was plenty of time to be out. But, like I said, yeah, we've been having a lot of wind and cooler temps that it's going to take some warmth to get the fish really going.
Sure. Hear anything else? Any bodies of water across the state or more across the region? What have you heard? What's the scuttlebutt been?
Winnebago, the walleyes have been, they go up and spawn in the Wolf River. They've kind of made their way back now in Lake Winnebago, anywhere from Poygan to Butamore, and they're kind of filtering now back into the main lake, but guys are doing good there. And, yeah, it's been actually slower than, the Madison chain has still got, bluegills, some walleyes and smallmouth, but things are just, I think, need a little bit more warmth to get them really going.
Sure. Tell us about Best Damn Guide Service.
Yeah, if you'd like to get out, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
Pete, appreciate the time and have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's head to Fishtails right now and bring in Dave. Dave, how has been the opening week of fishing, with everything opened up?
Well, it was a good weekend. The weather was a little iffy with the winds and stuff, but people did quite well. It's kind of gone downhill since then because of the cold mornings. Our water temps 2.5 weeks ago was 60 degrees, and now it's 50. So, it's not a good thing for the activity of the fish, but the panfish are biting like crazy all over the lake. Our walleye bite has been pretty slow. That'll pick up with the warmer water temps, but yeah, it was a good weekend. We had a lot of people come through, rented some boats. Saturday we have all our boats rented, so we should have a busy weekend again this time. But we just need to get the water to warm up a little bit and the fishing will improve. But it's been pretty good so far.
Did you have guys and fishermen out there even though it was 32 degrees early in the morning on opening day?
Well, there were a few diehards. Actually, you could start fishing at midnight.
And yeah.
Some guys were. But for the most part, most people waited till midday, to get warmer temps and stuff to go out. But, the diehards are going to go no matter what the weather is. When you go ice fishing, you wear ice fishing stuff. So you go open water fishing and it's that cold, you just put your ice fishing stuff on.
Was it busy all over the lake? Were people having success all over the lake on Fox Lake?
Yeah, for the most part, other than the walleyes. The walleye bite, like I say, has been slow. I don't know why you would try even to fish for them right now, but, everybody that comes in, we have our spots on our lake where you would go to catch walleyes, whether you're trolling or fishing the rock piles or, certain areas or whatever, but the fishing has been super slow that way, so it'll pick up, but the pike are biting. There were a couple muskies caught. And the panfish, like I say, our bluegill and crappie population is off the charts. And they're catching them all over the lake, off their piers, in the river, in the outlet, and everywhere else. So, it's just the weather is holding us hostage.
What about other lakes across the region? What have you heard?
Well, I know some guys went over to Emily to bass fish and did quite well. Beaver Dam, they caught some walleyes over there, but not many. And the crappie bite on Beaver Dam usually right now is really hot, but there's nobody at any of the bridges or anything because they just aren't up there yet. But they're getting fish on Big Green. some guys that are fishing in town and Byers Cove and that kind of thing. Montello's been pretty good. And again, most of it's been panfish, but the game fish season opened last Saturday. It's good to go for the rest of the season. I think we'll be fine after this weekend.
Well, tell us about Fishtails.
Well, we're right downtown Fox Lake, right on the river there. You can't miss us. We're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday.
Dave, I appreciate the time and good luck this weekend. We'll see you at Fishtails.
Okay, thanks, Wade.
Let's head to DNS Bait and Tackle right now and bring in Pat. Boy, Pat, how has the first opening week of fishing been down in the Madison chain?
Well, it was great. I mean, it was a little cool here, so maybe some folks stayed home early in the morning, but we had quite a few folks coming through in the afternoon, and I heard some great reports, especially from walleye anglers, who were really the first ones to be getting out on the water. You know, bass anglers have been out for a while, trout anglers have been out for a while, but the walleye bite around town's been good. Heard about a few nice pike being picked up. Didn't hear much in the way of muskies, but it's a little early for that yet.
So did you have, with the temperatures right around freezing on opening day, what were there people that were still getting out on the lake with their winter coats and such on?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The launches were packed with people. There was some shore spots, popular shore spots, that had tons of folks on them. So, yeah, I mean, opening day is definitely a holiday in Wisconsin, so folks were definitely out celebrating.
Sure. So any other thing? How about the panfish and things like that? Were those still pretty busy this week?
Yeah, pan fishing still remains good around town. All your fish around town, and probably any lake in Wisconsin, they're going to be up shallow this time of year. So just enjoying that water that warms up first, and I wouldn't target any water less than 10 feet deep this time of year.
Anything else going on with the Madison chain? Maybe so the rivers and such, are they still moving fast?
Rivers, the Rock River's up. It's been up for a while. The Wisconsin River's back down to fishable level, but yeah, I think the Rock River still may even be at flood stage right now, but hopefully that comes back down soon. White bass run should be good on all the rivers, yep.
Well, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch, a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We've got everything folks need to get out on the water. We've got a full selection of live bait. All our spring and summer stuff is up on the shelves, so we're ready to rock there. But most importantly, we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so folks can swing in, and we're happy to point them in the right direction. We also do a weekly fishing report, update that every Friday on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And we have an old school phone line you can call too at 608 Big Fish if you want to hear a recorded version of the report.
Pat, I appreciate all you do, and have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. To you too, Wade. You take care.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we're going to bring in Rick Wetland, a resident outdoorsman. Rick, how has the first, seven plus days or so been with the full season open for you?
Well, to be honest, 100% honest, it's been pretty tough. And the main reason is like right now I'm looking at my phone and it's 31 degrees outside. The water temperature has dropped on most area lakes anywhere between 8 and 15 degrees. And when it gets that cold, it's pretty tough fishing. You know, we had the great fishing, you know, the end of April when it was 70, 80 degrees for a week and those fish were moving up, getting ready to spawn. All the panfish were coming shallow. And, you know, I've been out a lot this week in a lot of lakes and it just seems like now I can't find them. And if I can find them, they got the lockjaw. It's been a pretty tough deal.
How busy was it opening weekend? I mean, was there just a ton of boats out at all hours of the day?
Well, yeah. I mean, Saturday was pretty busy out here in Fox Lake. I mean, I went out for a couple hours, and there was quite a few people out. But on Sunday, we had 30-mile-an-hour winds, and it was pretty limited. Matter of fact, that being said, this week has been pretty much really windy. I mean, I fished one of those weekday warrior tournaments. We had it on Big Green on Tuesday, and there was legitimate almost 3 footers out on Big Green. So It's been windy. It makes it, you know, when it's that windy, it eliminates half the lake because you can't fish it. And with you had the cold water, it's been pretty tough, to be honest.
Thought maybe get the surfboard out with those 3-foot waves, huh?
Well, surfboard, wakeboard, something. Go have some fun, that's for sure.
Did you go surfing when you went to Hawaii at all?
I did not. Nope. I saw a lot of guys do it, and I'm just like, yeah, that's not for me. That sounds like an emergency room visit for me.
That would have been a fantastic photo to have, though, Rick.
Yeah, no doubt.
Have you heard any other lakes across the region or the rivers and such from your perspective? Have you heard anybody talking?
Everybody that I've talked to said the same thing I just said. Fishing's gotten really tough. I mean, the panfish were coming up. You know, now they've pulled way back. I know I've talked to quite a few walleye fishermen. You know, it's pretty spotty here and there in area lakes. I talked to two guys on Tuesday on Big Green. They were trolling for walleyes, and there was a pretty tough bite for those guys too. So, you know, I think fishing in general, what we need is just some warm weather, and I think it's going to be on fire as soon as the weather warms up.
I know there's still some turkey hunting going on. What's that been like? Have you talked to anybody who still has tags and have been out looking for turkey?
Yeah, it was the third period here this last week. I actually know quite a few guys that actually shot birds on this period. A lot of the hens are already bred, and a lot of the big toms are walking around and looking for love and trying to find that last hen that isn't bred yet. But third week this year seemed to be the week. You know, with the cool mornings and stuff, those turkeys got up a little early and they were walking around, and there's quite a few of them shot.
Well, Rick, tell us about Raw Bass Customs and your lures and how people can book. I know you're pretty booked up, but if they were interested in some sort of a guided fishing trip, what do they need to know?
Right now, I paint over 50 kinds of different kinds of lures in any colors you can imagine for bass, walleye, muskie, and pike. I got a new spot right now. They're available now at Holiday Food and Sport in Wild Pond, and they've always been available here at Fishtails and Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Stews in Partyville. And they're a bright green package. You can't miss it. And as far as the guide trip business goes, I am pretty booked up already this year, but you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467, and I supply everything but food and drink.
Rick, I appreciate all you do, and good luck this weekend if you get out on the water, and we'll talk next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.